We poets stand with Palestine and its people. The poet is representative. He stands among partial men for the complete man, and deprives us not of his wealth, but of the commonwealth. The young man reveres men of genius, because, to speak truly, they are more himself than he is. They receive of the soul as he also receives, but they more. Nature enhances her beauty to the eye of loving men from their belief that the poet is beholding her shows at the same time. He is isolated among his contemporaries by truth and by his art, but with this consolation in his pursuits, that they will draw all men sooner or later. For all men live by truth and stand in need of expression, in love, in art, in avarice, in politics, in labor, in games. We study to utter our painful secret. The man is only half himself. The other half is his expression. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the poet. For women, poetry is not a luxury. It is a vital necessity of our existence. It forms the quality of the light within which we predicate our hopes and dreams toward survival and change. First made into language, then into idea, then into more tangible action. Audre Lorde, poetry is not a luxury. 2024. It's past time for poets to speak. The genocide in Gaza and concurrent attack on Lebanon civilians is being waged with criminal intent by Israel and the U.S. This 14-month-long Zionist campaign, or the WW2 Nazi extermination of 6 million Jews, are not the first genocides. Poets require perspective. The Tainos of Haiti, circa 1490s, extermination of North American indigenous populations from the British colonies to today's colonial economic empire, the Herero and Nama of German-held Southwest Africa, today Namibia, circa 1904, and Belgian King Leopold's genocide of more than 10 million Congolese from the 1885 Berlin Conference through the early 1900s, all stand as testament of elite European character and behavior as regards non-white peoples. Israel is a Zionist settler colony and apartheid state. It could not exist without U.S. armaments, dollars, and political cover. Since the Palestinian jailbreak of October 7th, despite the internal displacement of 9 out of 10 Palestinians, 1.9 million people, the people of Palestine have not surrendered. They continue to resist, backed materially only by Hezbollah, the Houthis, and other resistance forces in Northeast Africa. The Palestinian people have not been and will not be defeated, and the Zionist assault on their collective identity has recruited millions to their fight for land and sovereignty. 28 artists have been killed in Israel's airstrikes by October 2023. Reporting November 21st, 2024, the Committee to Protect Journalists wrote that among the more than 44,500 Palestinians killed since October 7th are 137 journalists and media workers. The homes of poets, artists, and journalists have been systematically targeted by Israel using U.S. arms and intelligence. As of October 1st this year, the UN estimated that 10,000 bodies are beneath the rubble in Gaza. Add to that number the 67,413 people estimated to have died as a result of starvation and lack of access to care for chronic diseases. And the UN had no estimate of people who've died due to infectious diseases and lack of maternal and neonatal care. As poets, we are obligated to communicate the spiritual and material truth of what we see. The Palestinians' lands were stolen and converted in a Zionist state project justified by the West with a biblical mythology. Palestinian resistance, resilience, and will to life and sovereignty must be told, retold, and upheld. Humanity, not special or elite interest, must be served. We poets stand in solidarity with the people of Palestine against genocide's enablers and profiteers. Genocide and apartheid are not ever acceptable. Poetry is not a luxury but a sacred expression. Humanity's deepest surviving, striving for peace and beauty. Truth is our obligation. Morality, empathy, witness, and resistance our pledge. Our voices raised in resistance to the ongoing genocide in the apartheid state of Israel, we call out the U.S. politicians bought and sold by the Zionist lobby, the ethnic cleansing of Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem lands Palestinians have inhabited for more than 1,000 years, requires that we speak. Apartheid and genocide could not stand without the full weight and support of the government of the United States and the relative silence of its people. We will not be complicit. We stand against this government waging a proxy war on Iran through Israel's ethnic cleansing and genocide of the people of Palestine. We are not killers, and this administration does not represent our interests in Northeast Africa. The U.S. government is complicit in genocide and today stands before the world's court of opinion and subsequently, we hope, before the world court.